Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was charged today with multiple felony charges, including perjury and obstruction of justice. A county prosecutor filed the charges after conducting a 2-month investigation into the mayor and his former chief of staff. The two came under scrutiny after publication of racy text messages contradicting their sworn testimony during a trial last year. Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky reports.
From the moment she began her news conference, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy set the stage for the charges she was about to lay out. Worthy recited the basic oath witnesses take when they testify in court. Then she told the cameras what the oath doesn't say.
I do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony I'm about to give in this matter will be some of the truth, some of the time, when it suits me, and anything but the whole truth.
With the preamble out of the way, Worthy announced that her office was charging Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his former chief of staff, Christine Beatty, with 12 criminal counts, including perjury, misconduct in office, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy. The prosecutor accuses the mayor and Beatty of offering false testimony during a civil case last summer. While under oath, both denied having a romantic relationship and denied firing one of the police officers who brought the suit. But recently published text messages, allegedly written between them, show otherwise. Although it involves their personal lives, Worthy says her case is not about sex.
Our investigation has clearly shown that public dollars were used, people's lives were ruined, the justice system was severely mocked, and the public trust trampled on. This case is about as far from being a private matter as one can get.
Not long after the prosecutor made her announcement, the mayor and his lawyer, Dan Webb, gave their response. Webb says he urged Kilpatrick not to resign and accused Worthy of selective prosecution. He says it's an issue he'll raise with the trial judge.
Based on the research I've done, I have not found a single occasion ever that this county prosecutor's office has ever charged anyone with the crime of perjury in a civil case. It's always reserved for criminal cases.
Reading from a prepared statement, Kilpatrick said he won't step down.
I look forward to complete exoneration once all the facts surrounding this matter have been brought forth. In the meantime, I will remain focused on moving this city forward with the key initiatives that we've laid out before you.
The prosecutor's announcement also drew a quick reaction from the Detroit City Council. The city's legislative body passed a resolution last week calling for the mayor to resign, and today, Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell repeated that call. She says this was a sad day for the city.
The breadth of the charges, the number of counts, gives me increasing concern of the ability of the mayor to focus on city government and for his administration to focus on the business of the city. These are very, very, very serious charges.
On the advice of his lawyer, Kilpatrick says he will no longer comment on the matter until his case is heard in court. He says he approaches the process with full faith in the justice system. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.